Well, I know what he'd say. He'd say that you're some kind of a genie from a 1001 Nights or something like that, and then you grant people wishes.
Well, there you have it.
Well, one thing I haven't been able to figure out is whether you're a good genie or an evil one. Everybody you come in contact with seems to meet a bad end.
That's the conclusion you've drawn? That I'm evil?
Well, possibly evil, possibly cursed. A curse to others.
The only thing you people are cursed with is stupidity. All of you. Everybody. Mankind. Everyone I have ever come into contact with, without fail. Always asking for the wrong thing.
You mean making the wrong wishes?
Yeah, it's always, give me money. Give me big boobs. Give me a big hoo-hoo. Make me cool like the Fonz. Or whoever's the big name now.
You've been out of circulation a long time.
So what? In 500 years, people have not changed a bit.
500 years.
Granted, they smell better now, generally speaking. But human greed still reigns. Shallowness. A propensity for self-destruction.
You're saying that you have been a first-hand witness to 500 years of human history.
I used to be human. I was born in 15th century France, and then one day an old Moor came to my village peddling rugs, and I unrolled one that an Ifrit had taken residence in.
An Ifrit?
A very powerful class of genie. He offered me 3 wishes. For the first, I asked for a stout-hearted mule. For the second, a magic sack that was always full of turnips. Did I mention this was 15th century France?
What was your third wish?
My third, I pondered for a great while. I didn't want to waste it. So finally, feeling very intelligent, I spoke up and I said, je souhaite un grand pouvoir et une longue vie. I wish for great power and a long life.
And thus became a genie yourself.
Give me the mark of the djinn. Right there. It's forever. Sort of like a prison tattoo. I should have been more specific.